This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us on the radio, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We had just gotten in, if you're just tuning into the show, we had just talked about the very beginnings of the story from TechCrunch about a young gentleman, Ismail Ajawi, who's 17 years old. He was trying to go to college, trying to go to Harvard, apparently, and was stopped at Boston Logan International Airport, where immigration bureaucrats questioned him and searched his phone and computer. Now, here's a question for you, and this may take an attorney, an immigration attorney, to answer this, but we know that you, as a U.S. so-called person or citizen or whatever, don't have to consent to the device search, but what about somebody who doesn't live here? Because they have a fairly wide range of ability to deny access based on however it is they feel about the person trying to get in. And so
it'd probably be denied entry if you're a foreigner coming into the United States and refuse to provide a password.
That's what I'm thinking is the case.
Yeah.
So he probably had to give them access to that device. Now, that doesn't mean he couldn't have prepared himself, as you suggested earlier, Nobody, by shipping the computer, or at the very least putting a dummy hard drive in it and just with like a web browser on it with browsing history.
Because they don't go through your suitcase looking for spare hard drives.
Oh, yes, they would.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they search my bags.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I say they, I'm talking about when I got the device search that happened to me, that I was, expecting to happen at some point, and it did happen to me. Obviously they've got their bureaucrats that search at the normal searching points out there, but they searched while I was in their custody and while they were searching, before they searched my electronics, they searched my bags for electronics. So they wanted to look through my camera, they wanted to look through my phone, and they wanted to look through my laptop.
Wow.
And I suspect if they could identify a hard drive in a backpack pocket or something like that, they would probably want to see that as well, would be my guess.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Again, this is just at the border, not...
Correct. This is the international
border. When you fly within the United States.
That's correct. So let me get back into the story here, because you'd said, Nobody, that this person, Ismail Ajawi, was apparently the feds reversed their decision about this individual.
I saw a headline that said he'd been let in.
Yeah, well, of course, he's from Harvard, so I'm sure that played a role. What about all the thousands of people who have had their devices searched who have had no justice whatsoever for what happened to them?
Now, well, they've had no justice whatsoever.
Exactly. Now, the good news is the Electronic Frontier Foundation does have a lawsuit that's pending about this very issue, and there's about a dozen people who are named in that particular lawsuit. So there's some gears turning on this one, but, who knows, it might take another decade before we get any meaningful opinions out of the courts. They canceled his visa, by the way, and he was summarily deported for someone else's views. For those just tuning in, that's one of the important parts about this story. This isn't just a story about how bad it is that the government searches people's devices, because that's bad, and we've reported on that here. But this is a story about how that search of your device, even though you're thinking, oh, there's no big deal, I don't have anything illegal on there, there's no bomb-making materials, there's no, porn or whatever, he didn't have anything illegal on his laptop. But what he had was opinions from his friends. Opinions from people that he knew in chats that he'd had with them. The officers said that was enough reason to cancel his visa and tell him, you can't come in.
It may not have even mattered whether or not he had any computers at all, I should also point out. Because
they're demanding passwords to social media, aren't they?
Well, they're looking at social media. So
I've heard they're demanding passwords.
Yeah, but not only that,
not just looking.
Even if even if they don't have access to your account, that doesn't necessarily mean they can't see what you have posted or friends of people have posted that are associated with your account.
If you've got your friends list that's unlocked, because some people do lock that data down.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have access to... Look, Facebook continues.
They call Facebook.
Oh, if they call Facebook.
No. You don't necessarily have to call Facebook because Facebook continues to leak databases of information.
So we'll get into that story, too. I've got one of those stories.
So they can actually go back at certain periods of time at a minimum and say, okay, we downloaded this leaked data.
Chat logs.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about millions of people's information have been leaked. So they can make connections even without actually having access to current data. So they could say, okay, well, we're going to look at so-and-so, what they've been posting, even if that you don't bring a computer or anything, if there's some association with your name, and they can look it up within their own databases that already exist.
This is from TechCrunch.com. They say the U.S. border is a bizarre space where U.S. law exists largely to benefit the immigration officials, who decide whether or not to admit or deny entry to travelers, and few protect the travelers themselves. Both U.S. citizens and foreign nationals alike are subjected to unwarranted searches and few rights to free speech, and many have limited access to legal counsel.
There's nobody who has access to legal counsel.
Unless they brought their attorney with them.
It wouldn't even matter. They will separate you. And it's actually, and one of the points I want to make out, even if you are a lawyer, you will be denied access to your legal counsel. They will even search data that is privileged data of a lawyer. Yes. I heard this from a lawyer who has had this happen.
Somebody who's an attorney from outside of the U.S.?
Who is an attorney, U.S. attorney, who traveled outside the United States and went back in the United States.
Holy crap.
And she, of course, stepped up and said, hey, this is not legal. I'm a lawyer. Here are my credentials, whatever. And it didn't matter.
So she let him into the devices?
I don't know that she let them into the devices because that would cause problems, but they certainly gained access to the devices.
Wow.
So they
may not have had a password.
I suspect.
Well, it's easy to root a Windows box if you.
Sure. Yeah, you can
want to.
Yeah, there's no security there.
But this is happening routinely to lawyers, to attorneys. So when they travel internationally,
it's crazy.
And there are certain I don't recall all the details, but there are certain steps that it is been advised for lawyers to take when traveling internationally explicitly because of this. But there is, I believe, a case that's occurring that's going to be working its way through the legal system. Either there is or there is going to be, from what I understand. So that this may change, but who knows? It might be 20 years before there's some
Supreme
Court ruling that
about that case that's coming.
I wouldn't recall, and I probably wouldn't have enough information in regards to either way. Because she's not. If it was a case that was specific to her or somebody surrounding her, she wouldn't pass on that information,
right?
For obvious reasons. And if it was a case that is ongoing already, then it would be in the newspaper. But I still wouldn't necessarily know what that. I haven't read about it.
It's given border officials a far wider surface area to deny travelers entry, sometimes for arbitrary reasons.
Oh, yeah.
On a typical day, U.S. Customs and Border Protection processes 1.13 million passengers by plane, sea, and land, and deny entry to more than 760 people. So this is every day. Sometimes a denial is clear, such as past criminal conviction or wrong documentation. But all too often, no specific reasons are given. And there are no grounds to appeal.
If you're a U.S. citizen, you can't be denied entry to the United States, though.
That's true.
So just be aware of that when you're coming. They can seize your devices and such things, but
they eventually have to let you in,
so don't be afraid to put up a fight.
CPB also claims to have what critics say is broadly unconstitutional powers to search travelers' phones, including those of U.S. citizens, at the border without needing a warrant. Last year, CPB searched 30,000 travelers' devices, a 4 times increase since 2015, without any need for reasonable suspicion. Now, that's what we were discussing earlier, but they're not clear at TechCrunch that they actually don't have the power to search those phones. As you pointed out, Chris, they have the power to ask you to give them the password or put in the password. I did not give them the password. I put in the password.
Right.
And again, I knew that this was a possibility, so I prepared my devices as much as possible for this. Or they will steal your device from you, and you will probably never see it again unless you want to hire an attorney to try to fight to get your, you know, $500 to $1,000 laptop back and spend thousands of dollars on an attorney to try to do that. So be aware of what the potential is going through these checkpoints.
I think there's probably a better chance of you getting your laptop back if they seize it from you at the border, actually, than
you
if
think?
They seize it in an investigation.
What makes you think that?
I've heard that it's like 6 months to a year, but you probably...
They'll just ship it back to you? Like, here you go.
It might be broken, yeah. But you might get
great.
It back.
Toll free number, woo! They smashed the screen!
I'm just saying, it's a little bit better than when they seize it.
855-453. If you want to join the discussion, maybe you've had this happen to you and you want to talk about it, you're welcome to tell your story on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a pretty intimidating circumstance, and that is crossing the international border into the United States. These are not friendly people. They are not there to help you. They're there to find an excuse to kick you out or not allow you to come in the first place. And now they're using social media posts by other people that appear on your device that they are searching at the border, whether they're searching it, you know, because they can, if you're an international person, or they're searching it because you've given them permission to do so. They will then use the evidence that they find, even if it wasn't evidence that you created. Somebody sends you a message. Maybe you even know the person. They send you a message that they find to be objectionable. They will deny you access to the United States. That's what they've been doing to people, and that's what we're discussing here. You can join us if you want to call in. You can. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And, in fact, we're going to go to our Discord call-in lines here in just a moment, because that's where you can sound almost like you're sitting in the room with us. Here with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
I want to tell you about the Edge wallet. It is my favorite cryptocurrency wallet out there. It's the one that I recommend over any other. It's got support for a bunch of cryptocurrencies. Currencies, including, of course, Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Ravencoin, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. You can go to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom and buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies with Edge Wallet. There's a wallet for iOS and for Android, and they've got a veteran team they've been building since 2014. Go to edge.app to learn more. It's Edge Wallet. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Somebody who does a fair amount of international traveling is Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're on our AMP-only call-in lines on Discord. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, guys, I'll tell you about the time they detained me. But before I do that, you mentioned earlier about having a laptop that had two passwords, mm-hmm. and there is an encryption program that works that.
It's like steganography, I think, is the word.
Steganography is what you're thinking of, but that's hiding the cipher text within, like, an image or something like that.
It's just merely hiding it, basically, so that they're looking at one thing, but they think it's another.
So hold on, what is this program?
It's not a program.
There's an old program.
Technology.
There's an old program that's called TrueCrypt. This is what I'm talking about, is TrueCrypt. And you can make a TrueCrypt container that it could be an entire hard drive and have a password that's a fake password and then a real password, and the fake password gives you access
to that's what I was describing earlier, where one password kind of leads you into a dummy version of the drive, and then another one is the actual one. I didn't know you could do that to the entire hard drive with TrueCrypt.
Yes, TrueCrypt could do all of this stuff, and then all of a sudden, overnight, they just said, we're not going to
anymore. Have you tried this?
Yes, of course.
I don't think that works with the okay. So here's the thing: there's full disk encryption, and then there's
like Linux,
with TrueCrypt specifically. I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
There's there's all sorts of full disk encryption programs. Okay, for Linux and Windows as well. TrueCrypt is one of these programs, but the steganography features or the hidden multiple password thing, mm-hmm. where you enter one password gives you one thing, and you enter a different password gives you another. That I don't think works with the booting functionality of it. So there's full disk encryption that, and if it's installed, like if you have Windows installed or something of that nature, or Linux, and you can have a partition that's encrypted, so that's still full disk encryption. That's where you can do that with. But I don't think when it comes to booting the system, you can do it.
Yeah, I've never tried encrypting the whole drive. I've just encrypted a container and had a fake password for that container.
It's also discontinued, that program.
That's right. It mysteriously stopped being developed.
And the author had said basically it was compromised, so you probably shouldn't be using deviations of it either.
Well,
I think that they were pressured by the government to discontinue that. I don't think it's compromised. I think, because I haven't seen any evidence that it's compromised. Anyway, I called to talk about the time the goons took the Christian anarchist aside and stuck him in a room because they saw something on their computer they didn't like.
On their computer? Okay.
Yeah, and they wouldn't tell me what it was.
When was this? Where were you coming back from?
Coming back from China about 2 years ago, I think now. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, I went through the machine and then came up to the little guy, the booth, and we talked to the guy at the booth. And I was actually complaining because their machine wasn't working right. And maybe it was all just because I was being a jackass. You know, I was complaining about their ridiculous process and how it didn't work and everything else. And so then they took me aside for secondary and separated me from my wife and my mother-in-law. And I wanted them to keep going. I said,
usually they make them keep going. In my experience, well, when Renee and I went through the checkpoint, this was the year I didn't get the device search. They actually had an issue with Renee, and I wanted to stand there and keep an eye on them, and they demanded that I move along or else.
That's,
I wonder what the
yeah,
or
probably
else
whatever
heard.
It is you want to do, they don't want you to do it.
Right.
So
yeah.
Anyway. Because I had my phone, because I sat in there for over 20 minutes, and finally I went up to the window and I said, look, what do you guys want from me? I said, I've got
a plane. Oh, they let you keep the phone?
Yeah, I had my phone, and I actually texted my wife, and I said, get moving. Just get the luggage and get on to the next flight. I said, don't worry about me. I'll catch another flight.
One of the reasons they might do that, too, is to get your password. So it's probably not a good idea to enter your password while you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not looking
observing
at me.
Yeah,
I'm sitting in a room with a whole bunch of people. They're not watching me.
No, and the cameras are, though.
They could be
when
watching
they did
you
see
at this
me
point.
Doing it, they, when they did see me doing it, they told me to stop it. And
right. That's but, they get really upset if you pull out a phone. They won't take it from you when you walk in, but if they see you on the phone, they bellow at you. You can't use a phone in here. And they point to their signs that they've got. And I thought this was actually one of the funnier parts of it. You know, I'm in this room in New York. Where were you at when they did this to you?
I'm thinking this was L.A.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So they take you off to this side room. It's this just, you know, institutional, ugly, just boring, awful place. And
no, it's actually Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago.
In my case, it was very early in the morning, so it was like, you know, 5 a.m. and 5:30 or something like that. So there's almost nobody in there. There were a few people that they were picking on, but not a whole room full of them at that point. And they have these no cell phone signs up periodically, like on the desks or whatever, sort of around the room, and they'll point to it and they'll yell at people. And when I was writing up my story about this for freekeen.com, where I talked about my experience of what I consider to be illegal searches going on, I found a picture of that room. I didn't think to snap one while I was in there. I didn't want to, you know, push it any further than I already was willing to go. But I actually found a photograph taken in that room that was available publicly on the internet. So for all of the signage, for all of the bellowing, for all of the yelling, when the story was actually about them, because it was like a positive story about, like, it's someone's birthday, and the, you know, some sort of feel-good story about the immigration bureaucrats. Apparently they were fine with somebody else who, you know, wasn't one of their victims taking a photograph of the very same supposedly restricted area. Stand by, Gene. I know you've got more to tell of your story in Chicago being dealt with by these bureaucrats. That's on the way. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian is weakening and turning out to sea, but it was strong enough to flood some homes on North Carolina's Outer Banks with a fury that even took storm-hardened residents by surprise, forcing people to climb into their attics and onto their roofs. Hundreds were feared trapped by high water, and neighbors used boats to rescue one another. Medics and other rescuers rushed to Ocracoke Island to reach some who made the mistake of defying the mandatory evacuation orders along the 200-mile ribbon of low-lying islands. The winds are now down to 90, much weaker than what hit the Bahamas when the winds reached over 180 miles an hour and have already been credited to killing over 30 people. Stocks finished with only a slight uptick this week. The S&P 500 inched up 2.7 points to 29.78. The Dow Jones Industrial up 69 points to 26.797. And the NASDAQ down 13 to 81.03. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can join up and sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And don't forget about liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to get over to liberty.menu and list the things that you are in, you know, involved with. Maybe you've got your own business. Maybe you create digital content. Maybe you're an event coordinator. You want to promote an event that you're involved with. Then you can list those things, and then other people can rate and review them, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect so you can connect and share with others on the site. And it's free. So, you know, unless you're against free publicity, unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom, then you really ought to be listed over at liberty.menu. Why not? Liberty.menu, you can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge, because we can't give you a discount because the site's free. So go to liberty.menu and get started with that. As we continue here, we're going to go back to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He was telling us a story about his time dealing with a Border Patrol, or at least one time, where they wanted to harass you extra. You had said that they'd pulled you aside, and you wanted your wife and her mother to move on, but they forced them to stay?
It was her mother, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and
so they had to stay in the same room with you, or did they segregate them into a different room?
They were out with the general population out there, but they didn't want them to leave. And I was in the little, the secondary screening room with a bunch of other, people that were pulled aside for secondary screening. Mm-hmm. And I got quite belligerent with these guys because, number one, they let me sit there for about 20 minutes before they, even did anything. In fact, I went up to the window and I said, look, what do you guys want from me? I said, I got a plane to catch. And they said, well, you have to sit back down and wait your turn and blah, And then after a while, I started getting quite belligerent with these people. And I started making loud comments in the little room there. And I started shouting to the guy in the window. I was saying, look, you got no reason to hold me here. What are you holding me for? I want to know right now why I'm being held. I said, I'm going to my home. I am coming home. You have absolutely no right to stop me from going to my home. And that's, because I'm not an immigrant. I live here. This is where I'm going, and you have no right to stop me. That was my message to them. And they were saying, and they had the little guy, behind the computer, and he's looking at the computer trying to figure out, what he's got. And so I called for the supervisor. I want to talk to the supervisor. So the supervisor came down, and he's looking over the guy's shoulder at the computer screen. Of course, I can't see the computer screen. And he's saying, what do you got? And he says, I got nothing. And I said, see, he even says he's got nothing. So let me go. I want to go on my way. And they weren't going to do it for some reason. I don't know what it was.
And how much time had passed, do you think, at this point?
This has been about an hour and a half,
I think. Okay. This sounds about right.
We had about a three-hour layover.
Yep.
And I was fully prepared to miss my flight. I was not going to talk to these people. I was not going to answer their questions. If I missed my flight, I was going to miss my flight and catch another one. I wasn't going to worry about it. But they wanted me to calm down, and I wasn't having any part of it. And that's when they brought my wife into the room because they wanted her to calm me down. So they brought her in, and I'm saying, why didn't you just leave? I said, I got this. They've got nothing on me, and there's nothing they can do except let me go eventually. And I was going to play the waiting game on them and make them eventually just say, okay, you're free to go. And so they did. They did say I was free to go. And they gave me all,
So what, 2 hours? How long were you in there total?
It was probably about an hour and 45 minutes.
Did they paw through your stuff, too? Did they search your bags?
Surprisingly, no. They did not.
Wow.
They were just, I don't know what their trip was.
And this was how long ago? When was this?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, so pretty recent.
And I've been back in the country twice since then.
No issues?
They haven't bothered me at all.
Yeah, they didn't bug me when I came back from Japan.
Do you have any kind of criminal history? I'm trying to figure out, what would even, cause them to...
He's Gene the Christian Anarchist. They probably know that.
Usually they'll have some reason to put you on
anarchist.
Sort of list.
That's the reason.
I know. But usually it's not because you're an anarchist. It's because you end up doing something that gets you some sort of criminal thing, and then you get put on a list as a result of that because somebody is angry at you.
I've definitely had some legal things that I took them to court for. I've had some times. I've taken them all the way to the Supreme Court on some tax issues.
There you go. Right there. You know why you're on that list. Yeah. Totally. So that's why I was wondering, because
Sounds like exercise of rights in the first degree.
If we ever have a social credit score in this country, I'll probably never be able to travel again.
Right. Yeah. They're petty. They're petty bureaucrats that, they're trying to get revenge, and they put you on these lists, even though, even if you win your case and there's no criminal record, they will do everything to make your life, it's unbearable.
And they lie as well, of course, in every opportunity.
Definitely.
There was actually Aria, who's one of our co-hosts on Monday and Tuesday nights, generally here on Free Talk Live. She traveled recently. She went down, and it was actually her first time flying, amazingly. She'd never flown in her life.
Does she actually have a story?
There's a little story.
There's a little story. Interesting.
The story is that she was going to not show ID because her ID was expired.
Oh, okay.
The reason why she was going down to Mississippi was to renew her her ID down there.
Because
you couldn't do it online. She had to physically go.
Actually,
she could do it online, but they wouldn't ship it outside of Mississippi. So she had to go
to the post office to pick it up.
Well, no, it was the government policy. It wasn't the post office.
I thought it was the post office that would refuse. Because I was my understanding is if somebody else picked up the license and they tried to ship it, the post office would return it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but Florida had no problem shipping my license to me up here, so it was just a Mississippi.
But it was a state that did it, not an individual who did it.
That's what I'm talking about. The state would not send her license outside of the state.
Right. I understand that's why she had to go down there, but my understanding is she couldn't have somebody else pick up the license and then ship it to her.
No, she couldn't do that either.
Because the post office would return it.
Well, I don't know about the post office, but she couldn't, period. She wasn't going to ship outside of the state.
Gotcha.
But anyway, she originally wasn't going to show ID to travel because her ID's expired, but turns out they actually will take an expired ID up to a year after the expiration date. So she actually ended up showing the expired ID, and that's too bad, too, because, you know, it's been a while since one of our co-hosts has traveled without showing ID. Sam Dodson did multiple times back in like 2009 or 2010, and he proved that you can do this. And in fact, it's on the TSA's website. What if I forget my identification?
Right.
Well, you just have to answer some extra questions, go through some extra screening. You get to fly.
Yeah.
So you can still fly with no ID, which is why I'm calling BS on the claim that the government's saying you're going to need to have a real ID in order to fly come 2020. That's going to be BS. I'm calling it right now. You will be able to fly with the non-real IDs. They may give you a little extra super screening, but
now, I have to say, I have not attempted to fly without ID, but I have committed myself to not flying with a real ID.
Right.
So we will find out.
And
what happens.
Also do not have a real ID.
And we will definitely find out what happens. Yeah, when you know you not refuse to ID, but refuse to or don't have an ID because you can't refuse to
your ID is not compatible with real ID.
You can't refuse to not real ID at the airport because you don't have a real ID. At least in my particular case. So I'm not refusing to real ID because I don't have a real ID.
Yeah, but if I ever you know show up early enough because I feel like you'd probably need to have at least a couple hours in advance.
Yeah. I always show up
because who knows how
early.
Long they're gonna detain you with their extra questioning or whatever it is they would
do. And
that's
domestic.
It would be interesting to go through the process just to see how invasive it is. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got moments coming up here. That you can join us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you join us here on the phone line. 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Don't forget to check out Nobody's website over at electnobody.com. The Nobody campaign for mayor is officially going. We've actually got some campaign signs on order as of today. So they should be here in roughly a week and a half. So 10 more days, and we'll have 120, I think, is what we ended up grabbing.
That's like, oh, geez, that's got to be like five times more than what we got for Bob's campaign.
Well, it's also going to be something that'll be usable over and over again because the vote.
I hope so. I hope you plan to use this for years and years and years to come.
Well, I mean, my next thing will probably be trying to primary Sununu. Or
that's the governor of New Hampshire, the Republican governor.
Okay. Yeah, so I would probably try and hit him from the Republican side.
And that would be as soon as next year.
I mean,
because in New Hampshire there's elections all the time.
Yeah,
so there's no, but there's actually literally where we live, there's an election every 6 months, roughly.
Mm.
Like every half a year, because there's school board elections that happen yearly, and those happen in the springtime. Then every other year on the odd years, there's municipal elections. So this year is a municipal election where the mayor and 10 city councilors will get elected. Well, that's going to happen again in 2021. So in 2020, it's the state elections because all the state offices are only 2 years. So every 2 years, you've got state elections on the even years, and every 2 years, you've got municipal elections on the odd years. So you literally have an election that is essentially all the time. There's never a time where there's not somebody campaigning for something. And it can be a little exhausting if you are, you know, sort of into the political scene. But technically, if nobody wanted to, nobody could run for, you know, nobody could run for city council or mayor as you're doing mayor. They could then run for governor.
Time, right?
No, well, they're not the same year. So the elections happen at different times. And so you could then run in the state elections following that. Then you could go right back to the municipal election. If you wanted to, you could throw in school board elections in there, you know, every...
Nobody should be on the school board. Nobody needs a school board.
Yeah, so go to electnobody.com. I don't know what the plan is for these signs. I mean, obviously priority is going to be given to people that live in Keene, I presume. But I think you're going to be willing to sell them to people outside of the area.
Yeah. Oh, as a fundraising gesture. That's a good idea.
Actually. We've put up the graphics, though, so for anybody that just wants to make a batch of their own signs, they can.
It's not quite the same thing as buying a sign, though. I mean,
I know. I'm saying if you wanted to do it yourself,
right.
The graphics are available.
But that's going to be a lot more expensive than there. Probably.
Yeah, it's probably going to cost you $20 to get a sign, to get a one-off made.
Well, it's also not going to be cheap if you want to ship one sign either, right? Like, you might be getting close to...
Yeah,
probably not quite 20.
I think you're probably going to be paying more once you add shipping into it and everything.
Because it's a big box.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
It's not heavy. One sign's not heavy, but, yeah.
It's not, but it's probably going to be expensive.
The signs themselves cost about $5 a piece. Just pure cost.
Yeah.
And that includes the stakes. But anyways, go to electnobody.com. You can learn more about the campaign. There's going to be some cool stuff coming up, I think, probably sometime this month. I don't know if you want to talk about it yet, because I don't know if you've found the date yet, but that's...
Well, the plan is we're going to mark the anniversary of the first 420 rally in Keene. We just have to find out exactly when that anniversary is.
It's definitely fall of 2009, but the question is, was it September or was it October?
Yeah. And part of it is, how do you count it? Because, you know, we went to that Glenn Beck thing.
What the hell was that?
You remember Glenn Beck's 912 project?
Vaguely. Where was this?
This was on the Keene Common.
Oh, really?
We went out to one of those things, and it was that year, and we went up in the gazebo after his little rally was over. Somebody looked at their watch and was like, well,
it's 420.
It's 420, so we went up and smoked that day.
Nice.
So you could say that was the first 420 rally, but... But I think it was a couple of weeks later.
So I'm looking at, actually doing, while we're on the air here, I'm looking at September of 2009. For those that aren't familiar, FreeKeene.com has been cataloging the various different types of activism that has been going on here since as early as 2006. And so looks like this was actually shortly after the topless incident where a young woman named Cassidy was arrested for walking topless with open carrying a gun down Main Street. And what was really interesting about that was the police actually apologized after the fact because they shouldn't have arrested her because she wasn't nude.
Right. Yeah.
And breasts are not genitals.
That's why she wasn't nude, because the way the nudity laws or statutes are written has to do with revealing your genitalia in public. And breasts are not reproductive. So therefore, another headline from September. Anarcho Jesse ordered to jail for illegal gardening as of September 14th. Remember that one where he went out and tilled Central Square without government permission? September 9th, Keene City Council Committee votes to support marijuana decriminalization. Perfect timing. September 10th of 2009, City Clerk refuses to allow nobody in mayoral race. So it's been a decade now since I tried to run as nobody with my, as a nickname.
Oh, okay.
In the mayoral race. So nobody has actually accomplished what I failed to do an entire decade ago.
Wow. That's
like nobody, the next generation.
I did not know about the history of the nobody.
Let's see. Rider charge dismissed. Camera's the new gun. So it must have been later in September, because toward the end of the month, there are stories at Free Keene about how other news media. Okay, so September 25th, WKBK did a report on the 420s. And I'm going to say late September is the way it looks here. Public smokeout, 420, September 23rd. So, yeah.
Okay.
Final week of September is going to be which would be good because we'll have the signs for the Elect Nobody campaign by then. And again, if you want to go back in and experience what this was like in its heyday, because I doubt we're even going to come close to a fraction of the peak of this particular event. At the 420s originally, the peak was like 130 people packing Central Square. This is a tiny little park right in the heart of downtown.
In a tiny little town.
I guess you could say it's a park. I don't know. It's really tiny though.
It's actually technically not considered a park legally. It's considered a common.
Okay.
So parks actually have hours, meaning that the parks close at a certain time. The common does not close. The common is always open to the public. So it's different from a park. You're correct about that.
Should we start doing nightcaps out there? I mean, we could do a weekly campaign meeting for nobody at just happens to be at 420 and go out there once a week.
You could. I wouldn't call that a nightcap, however.
Well, we could also go out for a, we could also go out and do a nightcap from time to time as a campaign event.
Yeah, to me, this is going to be like a special occasion. I quit smoking cannabis like within the last few weeks.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say congratulations, but
yeah. I mean, well, I still like cannabis, and I'm willing to vaporize it and do other things. But it's rare that I smoke. So this 420, I will partake in the actual smoking of cannabis. So
I'll have to make sure we have some badass weed.
So this is going to be a 10-year anniversary coming up here. So if you're in New England, start planning to join us in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. The exact day is to be announced. I would say just pick some day within that last week, whatever you think's the most productive day, if it's a Saturday or something like that, so people that are regular work a week kind of folks can attend it.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to do that.
Yeah, I think finding the week and then doing the Saturday of that week is probably the best plan.
All right, so if you want to join us here, you can go to freetalklive.com. There's a little bit more of the story. We're not going to get to the Facebook story. It's too much for just this last segment here, but looking at the Customs and Border Protection story, they do go on to talk about apparently one of the apps that's getting people into trouble is WhatsApp, which is actually owned by Facebook. And the claim is that WhatsApp downloads automatically any images and videos that are sent to your username there, which means that even if you didn't know who the person was that was sending you the image, if you didn't take the time to delete it, it's on your phone.
Yeah.
If that person sent that to you. And so if the Border Patrol people are looking through your phone and they find an image that is somehow offensive or whatever, that they say is reason enough to keep you out, then that's enough reason now. And the only way you're going to be able to defeat this is to be a Harvard kid and have access to a ton of attorneys or whatever.
So, see, they'd be offended by a lot of my stuff. That make tax collectors birds again, that would definitely irritate them.
Make tax collectors birds?
They used to tar and feather them.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Yeah, check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com, electonobody.com for Chris and Nobody. And we'll see you tomorrow night on the online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My skin's a little better and a little more energy. It's all around. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, I'm very skeptical about things. And when I do get something, it better be good or else I won't get it. So if I'm sticking with you this long, that means it's working.
I've had a couple of times where I thought I was going to get a cold or the flu or something. And then a day or two later, I'm fine. I never really got sick the whole time that I've been taking Balance of Nature. So it's keeping me healthy. So I'm just going to continue it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.